Macau regulator warns of increasing rate of problem gambling. Macau, the Special Administrative Region, SAR, of China, is well known as one of the world's premium gambling destinations. It has been enjoying a steady increase in visitor numbers even as China has been cracking down on the gambling industry. According to Macau's Central Registry System for Individuals with Gambling Disorders, the first half of 2024 marked an all-time high in registered cases. From January to June 2024, 108 individuals were identified with gambling disorders, an increase of 39 cases compared to the same period in 2023. Though the rise is small, it suggests that there is a change occurring in Chinese gambling culture. On the other hand, the increase also suggests that support systems for individuals experiencing gambling issues are improving. China increases research into gambling disorders. China is also increasing its research efforts to better understand what contributes to problem gambling. A recent study from the Lancet Public Health Commission has echoed this sentiment, calling for a global initiative to address the impacts of easily accessible gambling platforms on public health. The data shows that those most affected by gambling disorders are between 30 and 39 years old. Among those reporting gambling issues, 69% are employed, while 13% are unemployed, with the remaining individuals being retirees, students, or stay-at-home caregivers. Men make up 88% of the cases, with unmarried individuals experiencing a higher rate of gambling disorders than their married counterparts, hinting at the stabilizing effects of marriage on gambling behavior. Related: the harrowing family toll of Australia's youth gambling crisis. Financial difficulties fuel gambling habits. The data shows that only 4% of those with reported gambling disorders work in the gambling industry. Additionally, 56% of respondents said that their immediate family members did not gamble. Despite gambling being viewed negatively in China, it seems that people are increasingly turning to the activity in an attempt to solve their financial problems. In fact, 24% of individuals with a gambling disorder in early 2024 said they initially turned to gambling to address financial difficulties. This percentage was higher than the 21% who engaged in gambling for entertainment and the 17% who viewed it as a way to manage stress.